Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 88. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Daytime highs approaching 94. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 79 degrees.
Washington County Fair, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. This year's fair runs July 16th through the 21st, with check-in of exhibits Tuesday, July 16th, beginning at 4:30. Open class entry till 6:30, 4-H till 8. Judging gets underway Wednesday, with a ranch rodeo on Thursday evening at 8, along with Indian hoop dancers. Friday includes livestock judging, buyer's appreciation meal, and the livestock auction beginning at 7 p.m. A dodgeball tournament is planned with dueling pianos live on the tennis courts Friday night. Saturday, the Moto Rodeo is back. The annual fair parade downtown begins at 6. Games and a pedal pull will follow with the Travis Gibson Band live Saturday night. For information, go online to WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or their Facebook page. The Washington County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man was convicted Wednesday of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl at a party in 2013. The Pawnee County Attorney's Office says 32-year-old James Spear, formerly of Scott City and Larned, Kansas, appeared in court this week for trial regarding two alleged sexual offenses that are alleged to have occurred in 2013. Spear is currently in the custody of the Kansas Department of Corrections, serving a sentence for 2015 convictions. A newly released law enforcement report is shedding light on the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office investigation into the deaths of a local child and his mother. On June 20th, deputies responded to a home in Topeka. They found Zarek Ozuna, 9, suffering from multiple wounds to the chest and neck. He died at the scene. His mother, Shyla Gorky, 29, died 4 days later. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in New Kirk.
The Wabunsee County Sheriff's Office announced today that on its Facebook page that an Eskridge man has been arrested in connection with indecent liberties with a child. Wabunsee County Undersheriff Eric Hirsch said on the Facebook post that deputies and detectives were alerted to the possible exploitation of a child, and they responded immediately to investigate the report at a residence in Eskridge. Kirsch said the detectives made contact with Manuel Thomas Bailey, 24, of Eskridge, at the scene. Detectives then found evidence at the scene that led to Bailey's arrest. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains during their search for a missing Blue Rapids man. On July 10th, around 5:30, KBI agents and deputies from the Marshall County Sheriff's Office did locate human remains in rural Marshall County. Those remains are believed to be those of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it, Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Doan University announced earlier this week that it will be offering undergraduate programs at Southeast Community College's Lincoln campus this fall. The university has started leasing classroom and office spaces from SCC's campus at 88th and O Streets. As the programs include accounting, agribusiness, business administration, computing, human relations, and liberal arts studies. Doan and SCC have had this institutional agreement since fall 2022, as it allows for a seamless, cost-effective transition for students who have completed their associate's degree to transfer those credits into a Doan program, according to Southeast Community College. In other news, the 911 outages that affected eastern Nebraska in late 2023 and early 2024 have led the Nebraska Public Service Commission to file a complaint with Windstream, the telecommunications company whose systems failed. The investigation found that the company might have violated state regulations, according to Chairman Dan Watermeyer. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at
KNDY News breaking at noon today. A release from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation regarding a missing Blue Rapids man. KBI and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office have located remains during this search. On Wednesday around 5:30 p.m., KBI agents and deputies from the Marshall County Sheriff's Office located human remains in rural Marshall County. KBI's crime scene response team responded to the area northwest of Waterville near Sunflower and 2nd Road. Remains are believed to be those of 36-year-old Cameron M. Shoptees, who's been missing since last Thursday. Agents found evidence indicating that Shoptees was murdered. Investigators do not believe a threat to the community exists related to his case. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in police custody on unrelated charges. Anyone with information about this investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIMES, or anonymous tips can be submitted online. The investigation ongoing. Again, as of noon Thursday, KBI releasing that Wednesday around 5:30 p.m., agents and deputies from Marshall County Sheriff's Department found their human remains in rural Marshall County near Waterville at Sunflower and 2nd Road. Agents found evidence that Cameron Shoptees was murdered. They do not believe a threat to the community exists. A person of interest connected to the homicide is in police custody on unrelated charges, and the investigation continues.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday afternoon's communication outage affected customers of Blue Valley Technologies in Marshall, Washington, Nemahaw, and Pottawatomie counties, as an internal timing server apparently rebooted shortly after noon. Technicians were quickly dispatched to 18 different central office locations before service was restored later that day. The equipment failure also impacted a few cell towers in the service area, which are fed by fiber internet connections. Officials termed this an odd situation, one noting this is something they hadn't seen in some 30 years in the industry.
Service was restored Tuesday evening. Any patrons who may continue to experience service issues or interruptions are encouraged to contact Blue Valley. Marshall County Community Band Summer Concert Series continues Thursday evening at the Kister House Gardens in Marysville at 7:30. The Museum Foundation will host a benefit fish fry with local catfish before the concert. Serving begins at 6 p.m. with free will donation. Final summer performance for the band will be next Thursday, July 18. Marshall County Pre-Fair Judging Friday begins 8 a.m. KNDY will record 4-H youth and leaders participating and air those comments during our live fair broadcast, July 19th through the 23rd from Blue Rapids. The annual Lynn Picnic kicks off Friday evening with a petting zoo, kids games, sing-along bingo, and Saturday activities including a vendor fair, parade at 4:30, demolition derby Saturday evening at 6:30 during the annual Lynn Picnic. This year's theme, have a jumpin' good time. Full details online at the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. Barnston Days kick off Friday evening with fun in the park, fireman's barbecue, a flea market Saturday runs 9 to 4. Other events are planned Saturday, including a live music jam and street dance with a beer garden at 8. Full details on the Barnston Community Days page on Facebook. Seneca American Legion Riders will host their annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue Contest and Bike Show this Saturday at the Seneca City Park. The stage in Virginia, Nebraska will host the second annual Car and Bike Show Saturday. The event will include live music Saturday evening. Additional details for the stage on Facebook. Skyfest Marysville is this Saturday and Sunday and includes a hot air balloon glow, a large fireworks display on Saturday evening with the choreographed music airing live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Many other activities are planned Saturday and Sunday in Marysville. The annual Jefferson County Fair is underway in Fairbury through this weekend.
Have a band each night coming in with a beer garden. Close by will be the Mechanical Bull, and it's just a lot of fun. We have one night we have what's called the Drunk Monkey, and the other night we have Kill Creek Rising, and really good band and very enjoyable. So that kind of takes place after the races on Friday, Saturday night. And then we also have a hypnotist that comes in, draws a lot of people. That's in the 4-H building. And so there's just a ton of special events, what we call everything from the little tuggers, pedal pole, which also includes adult pole, I might add. We got a swing band that comes in that does, maybe a little bit older music, just a ton of activities like that. You know, we have a church service, mud tug of war, the egg Russian roulette is a blast to watch. Just a lot of activities that go on. So Antique Roadshow is another one that people like. They bring in their, antique, and guy appraises it. And actually is very knowledgeable as far as the history of the items, and can tell them what it's worth. So, yeah, just a ton of activities going on, and we'd sure like to have you at our fair.
Racing at the Jefferson County Speedway is among highlight events for fairgoers.
Our biggest draw is the USAC National Midget Midwest Championship there, and that is on Friday and Saturday night. And Thursday night, they have what they call the Test and Tune. That is free. They're basically getting their cars set up for the race on Friday and Saturday. But it really draws a lot of people in, well over 1,200 people last year, national drivers. I mean, these things really fly around the track, to say the least. You'll see some big names there. You'll see the Toyota race team, and they're bringing in guys to kind of bring up the ladder sometimes. And it's very exciting racing to see the Leafs, because when they're doing their time trials, you're going to see them come off the corners, and they're going to put pedal to the metal, and you're going to see the front ends come off the ground, and they are really flying. And it's very enjoyable. If you want to see, a actual national race, this is kind of the one to come to. And again, they race on Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th, and I think they race at 7.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still more sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Still sunny and warmer throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then more showers may continue into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 111, the average low 69, the record low 51. Sunset this evening 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
It may be an invented word, but there's hardly one that fits more perfectly for this time of year. All about corn scatius air today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 11th, the 193rd day of the year. Our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, was born on this day, and Babe Ruth made his major league debut in 1914. If you follow along on your almanac calendar, you'll find mid-July always has this notation. Corn scatius air is everywhere. Don't bother looking it up in the dictionary. It's not there. But most of us know it by intuition. The hot and damp conditions that are ideal for growing corn. And if you're growing your own sweet corn, here's a few signs it's ready for picking. The silk will have turned brown. The ears will be plump and full. And the top of the ear should feel rounded, not pointy. Piercing a kernel should produce a milky liquid, not clear. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more seasonal advice anytime online at almanac.com.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The best in the Midwest take the track Friday night with racing starting at 7:30 p.m. Running IMCA Modified, Sport Mod, Hobby Stock, Stock Car, and Compact with the Midwest Classic Stock Cars racing as well. Let's go racing at the Beatrice Speedway Friday evening starting at 7:30 with gates opening at 6 p.m. Full race schedule online at beatricespeedway.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a special baseball game in Topeka, Kansas recently as the Topeka Warhawks of the Mid-Plains Summer Baseball League ended up hosting the U.S. Military War Dogs for a special game that was focused on raising awareness for veterans dealing with PTSD and other post-service conditions. As WIBW reports, the game was part of the nonprofit Forever Never Forgotten project, with the U.S. military team traveling to honor veterans no matter where they may be.
Very heartwarming, knowing that no matter where we are, that even home fans are cheering for us, they're going for the war dogs, but really they're standing behind America, and that's really special to be able to represent America.
Especially for some of our guys that they want to come to the United States to serve someday, Army National. So they had to get into the culture. They had to know how important it is for American, you know?
That audio from WIBW, where the Warhawks ended up donating half of their ticket sales for the night to the War Dogs cause.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
A 13-year-old boy from Heston, Kansas has made an accomplishment that the National Registry of Hole-in-Ones in golf say that are near impossible, as they say that he hit two holes-in-one back-to-back, with the odds of that coming out to 67 million to one. As KSN News reports, said the event happened after Evan Cohen was going through his first round of the junior golf tournament in Andover, Kansas.
Pretty shy sometimes. And, like, there's probably kids in my group that were more excited than I was about it. I kind of just stood there and still couldn't believe it. That just dropped. There's a group in front of us, they were watching. Then the group behind us were watching. And then there's a bunch of parents watching. So it was fun to hit another one. And it was just shocking still.
That audio from KSN News, where he started the first round of the tournament on the back nine of the Terradyne Country Club, with the first ace coming on hole 12, and said by the time he lined up for his second ace on hole 8, a crowd was already gathering to watch him. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team took Concordia 3-2 and 9-6 in a Wednesday night doubleheader. Zone play begins for the teams in Beloit July 17th. It'll be a four-team double elimination tournament. Marysville, Beloit, Concordia, and Larned. The annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday, with kids' games 6 until 9 Friday, plus sing-along bingo and a street dance beginning at 8. Saturday activities include fishing for kids 9 to 10:30. They'll have free swimming Saturday afternoon, a parade at 4:30. Bounce House Fun 5 until 9, and a Demolition Derby Saturday at 6:30. Full details online at the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. And an invitation from Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Greenleaf, Hanover, Lynn, and Marysville. A local agency you can trust, knowledgeable and experienced professionals at Blue Valley Insurance. Hoover's Incorporated. Now's the time to book your propane needs, prepay, discounts, and contracts available. Midwest Products Hanover. Count on prompt delivery of fill sand, road gravel, rock, including decorative and crushed, and more at Midwest Products Hanover. Moe's Stop and Shop, Lynn's hometown convenience store. Pizza, burgers, beer, pop, and more at Moe's Stop and Shop in Lynn, inviting you to the annual Lynn Picnic.
You don't have to sacrifice beauty for low maintenance. Instead, include hosta varieties available in a myriad of leaf shapes, sizes, and color combinations. These mainstays of the shade garden are hardy, reliable, and provide added beauty to the landscape from spring through fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find bright green, blue-green to gold leaves. Some will have stripes or splashes of white, cream, or gold. The leaves may be smooth, strongly veined, or even puckered, and can be heart-shaped, long and narrow, or cupped. And a few of the newer varieties have red stems to add to the colorful display. Watch as the leaves turn yellow in fall, adding new color to the garden. Enjoy the white or lavender flowers that appear in midsummer or fall. Some are fragrant and all attract hummingbirds and bees. Leave a few of the seed pods on the plants for the juncos to enjoy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Oregon Trail crossed the Continental Divide at South Pass in Wyoming. Just west of that pass, you'll find a handful of buildings that are all the remains of a boomtown of over 2,000 people called South Pass City. The story of its boom and what you can see today is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1860s, a gold rush took place along Willow Creek in Wyoming. Soon the town of South Pass City was born. People were seemingly everywhere in these hills.
You end up with 1,000 people gold panning inside of the creeks, trying to get what little gold they can.
But there was more serious, deeper mining that took place here.
In 1868, we start seeing the Carissa gold mine get established. Those soldiers were digging what's called our discovery shaft that ends up becoming where the Carissa gold mine gets established.
The shaft went down about 500 feet, but only about two teams of two men were below ground at any one time. Other mines like the Duncan and Diana were established, and many smaller mines were dug as well. But within about 3 years, much of the initial mining was complete, and the town almost vanished.
A lot of those early buildings end up getting cannibalized so you can construct other buildings. So wood was very difficult to come by out here.
Better equipment provided a resurgence a few years later, and hit-and-miss operations continued for another century or more. Today, there are about 30 historical buildings you can see and tour to get an idea of what South Pass City once was, plus another very popular site to see as well.
We provide tours of the Carissa Mine and Mill, so I'll bring people up there. We'll talk about the history of the Carissa Mine and how that transitions from early mining to how it ultimately ended up being with all that nice, fancy equipment that we turn on for everybody.
This is a great place to see a boom town from the 1860s, and perhaps even pan for some gold yourself. All at a place near the pioneer trails that led wagon trains over South Pass at the Continental Divide. Traveling the countryside in South Pass City, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction featuring tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. at 600 Chestnut in Frankfort. They'll be selling a 16-cubic-foot upright freezer, Craftsman power tools, including a table saw, radial arm saw, band saw, disc sander, router, planer, other hand tools, plus a metal cabinet, floor jack, jack stands, metal car ramps, an air bubble, cordless weed eater, hedge trimmers, electric leaf blower. Furniture items include an oak four-piece, queen-size bedroom set with a Sleep Number bed, three-piece full-size bedroom set, dining table, extra leaves, six padded chairs, plus a number of household items and miscellaneous. This public auction with tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk will be Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. in Frankfort at 600 Chestnut. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Extend the cabbage harvest by turning it into sauerkraut. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Shred it up, add some salt, let it rest, and you'll have a healthy addition to family meals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
One of my favorite summertime meals is a grilled brat with sauerkraut. The word sauerkraut means sour cabbage in German. It's processed by natural fermentation, one of the oldest methods of food preservation. Debbie Botzek-Lynn is a retired extension food safety educator at the University of Minnesota. She says it's important to use the right variety of cabbage.
When you're making sauerkraut, you want to be sure to start with firm, sweet, mature heads of cabbage, particularly mid to late season crops. What that means is there's early cabbage and later cabbage, and I like to recommend later cabbage. That variety makes a better quality sauerkraut.
The only other ingredient you need is canning or pickling salt. Don't use table salt because the iodine in it will prevent the necessary bacterial fermentation. Botzek-Lynn says it's very important that you measure the salt correctly for the fermentation process to work as it should. Save the outside leaves of the cabbage head and put them aside to use for sealing the product. Shred the rest, mix it with the salt, and put it into an earthenware crock or a food-grade plastic container.
There's a couple different ways that you can seal the sauerkraut product. The one I like to use is, again, washing the leaves and putting the leaves over the top of the packed shredded cabbage. And then I have a plate that I put over that, and I put a jug of water on top of that and cover it with a dish towel. You also can use a food-grade plastic bag, fill it with water, and put that on top, and that really does a nice job, too.
The amount of time it takes to turn cabbage into sauerkraut depends on the room temperature. Allow 3 to 4 weeks at 68 to 74 degrees. Find more instructions for making sauerkraut at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Did you hear the one about the guy whose credit card was stolen? He didn't report it, though, because the thief was spending less than he was. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. If you're overspending, you're not controlling your money. It's controlling you. And that leads inevitably to debt. Proverbs 21:20 reads, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." If you have trouble managing your credit cards, cut them up and switch to a cash system. Download the brand new FaithFi app 4.0 today to help you get on a budget to control your spending. It has a digital version of the tried and true cash envelope system. Once you get control of your money will stop controlling you. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
A show-and-tell model for spreading the word on beef sustainability. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Cattle producers have heard plenty lately about their industry's purported impact on the climate, but the narrative may not be accurate in every case. Take Brady Wolf of Clear Springs Cattle Company in Starbuck, Minnesota.
We are in a very advantageous spot. We have an on-farm vacation rental, and just to get people to come from the metro Twin Cities area, and they stay right in the house on the farm, right out the kitchen window is cows on grass. They just love to see that. they've been shown images of feed yard, and they think that that's where those animals spend their whole life, and there's that misconception. And so I think telling our story, starting at the calf level, all the way through that life cycle of that animal, is a great opportunity to show what these cattle can do and what they can do for our landscapes.
Wolf's situation is effective on a small scale, but, he wonders,
how do we get that to a larger audience? I mean, we're trying to do it with one group of renters every weekend all summer, but we're not making a very big dent with just the 20 people once a week. But there's definitely a story there to be told.
Another voice weighs in tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by PNB Insurance, where crop insurance is our only business. We'll start down in the Lone Star State as they are above 95% complete. However, looking in the Panhandle, reported harvest in the region is above 91% complete. Dryland yields have been variable, with 35 bushels per acre being at the high end. Yields and test weights were slightly lower in the southwest corner of the Panhandle compared to other areas. Test weights have ranged from 58 to 60, and protein levels are averaging 12%. Now, in Oklahoma, a quick reminder, they are all wrapped up at the hard red winter wheat harvest for the year. Statewide averages for test weights were ranging from 60 to 61 pounds per bushel. Proteins at about 11.9%, and yields were being reported at 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. Next, we check in with Kansas Wheat as they give us an update from Sherman County, as well as the northwest corner of the Sunflower State.
It's over the fall. In Sherman County, Brian Lennon has about 5 or 6 days left to cut near Goodland. After starting harvest on June 26th, 3 to 5 days earlier than normal and 3 weeks earlier than last year. Expectations were low after the wheat did not have a good stand last fall, thinking this year would be a repeat of last. Blowing fields this spring added to the anticipated disappointment. Lennon noted he went ahead and applied fungicide and did not see a lot of rust or wheat streak mosaic virus, but controlling volunteer wheat will be essential to prevent the spread into next year's crop. While the cooler days and nights during grain fill helped the wheat do better than expected, this year will still be about 20% below an average yield. Lennon reported on dryland wheat ranging from 30 to 70 bushels per acre, with most in the 40s. Test weights were averaging 58.5 to 59 pounds per bushel, but this weekend's rain may cause it to lose a bit. Protein ranges from 12 to 14%.
Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by The Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all of your hydraulic needs.
It's storm season, and it's never too late for crop insurance. PNB Insurance is your crop insurance specialist, giving you coverage on the farm and peace of mind. And if you don't have hail insurance now, no worries. You can be covered up to 2 hours before a storm hits. Get signed up today. Find us online at pbcropinsurance.com or call Dan and the team at 800-722-9525. PNB Insurance, where crop insurance is our only business.
Want to know what your land or equipment is worth? This is Tyler Francis with Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. For 40 years, we've been connecting buyers and sellers while creating valuable experiences. Our licensed realtors and auctioneers are here to help you understand today's market and buy or sell property. To see what is for sale or to get in touch with one of our agents, check out GeneFrancis.com. Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. Ready, set.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
When your plants are suddenly looking sickly, you might suspect a herbicide. Know your plants, herbicides, and how they interact on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Herbicides work well when they're used correctly, but sometimes because of wind, rain, and other factors out of your control, they can cause injury to other plants. The trick is knowing if the plants were affected by the herbicide or something else. Gail Rule is a senior plant disease diagnostician at Purdue University. She says when diagnosing herbicide injury, the first step is to identify the plant species you're concerned about and then to look for similar symptoms on plants nearby. The second is to know the particulars about the herbicide used or suspected, when it was applied, the mode of action, and how it affects a plant.
The ones that are drifting or volatilizing, you'll usually see that damage within a couple of days. But there's some that are known as total vegetation killers or soil sterilants. And those are taken down into the soil and might spread as the water moves them along, and they're taken up throughout the roots and up into the plant. So you might not see the symptoms there for weeks, months down the road.
The signs of plant damage depend on the herbicide.
If it is a growth regulator, like 2,4-D or dicamba or Banvil, that would be a twisting and a cupping or a strapping of the leaf.
Before you blame the herbicide, rule out other causes. Rule says insects, mites, disease, misapplications of fertilizer, and adverse weather conditions can mimic the symptoms of herbicide damage. If you're not sure what you're dealing with, contact your local extension office for help. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diagnosing herbicide damage at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you will find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While wheat has been included in swine diets for a long time, a recent study at K-State provides producers with updated information and newly found benefits of this nutritional practice. K-State Extension Swine Specialist Joel DeRushi explains why this study was conducted.
What our goal was with this overall project was to really provide swine producers, feed millers, as well as those selling and marketing wheat with updated information to help value wheat in swine diets more appropriately. Clearly, it's not new that wheat is fed to swine. This has been going on since wheat varieties were developed. But what we wanted to do was get a summary of recent information, really over the last 10 years, to show the current value of it in these swine diets.
There are advantages of feeding wheat versus other cereal grains regarding protein and phosphorus content, says DeRushi.
The protein in wheat is a highly digestible protein for swine. In addition, wheat is higher in protein than other cereal grains, particularly corn and milo. So what happens there is as we include more wheat into the diet, we actually reduce the amount of other protein or amino acid sources, and that's primarily soybean meal. So part of the economics of utilizing wheat is that it helps offset the cost of soybean meal in particular. And one of the other things, it's also higher in phosphorus. And so in almost all livestock diets, we include supplemental phosphorus, such as monocalcium phosphate, to meet the needs of those growing or reproductive animals. And by it containing more phosphorus than other cereal grains, we actually decrease the amount of supplemental phosphorus that's needed.
He explains when swine producers should consider introducing wheat into their pigs' diets.
swine producers will start to integrate wheat when it really starts to become economical. And this time of year with the harvest that's going on in Kansas and the Midwest is really the time where that new wheat price starts to become a more established relative to corn primarily or milo, depending on the grain source that they're using. And so really wheat can be priced at approximately 107, 108% of corn. And that's when it starts to become economical into the swine diet. And so in oftentimes, too, it's not an all or nothing. We have many producers that will use partial wheat with corn or milo. And so, again, it just doesn't have to be a full replacement, although that does certainly occur.
That was Joel DeRucci, Kansas State University Extension Swine Specialist, on the findings of a K-State and Kansas wheat study evaluating feeding wheat to pigs. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a lot of green on the screen today. Higher numbers in the grains, oilseeds, and the livestock. August live cattle up 37 at 182.62. October up 57 at 183.77. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle markets. The August contract up 170 at 256.05. September to 256.30. That's 172 in the green. Hogs are also higher today. July lean hogs up 7 at 88.52 with August leading the charge up 265 at 87.32. Taking a look into the grains and oil seeds, higher yesterday, and both corn and wheat are higher today as well. July corn up 6.5 at 409 and 3 quarters. September up 3 at 398 and a half. Big day for wheat. Chicago, spring, and Kansas City wheat all double-digit higher. In fact, July Kansas City wheat now up 32 cents a bushel, back up to 605. September up 15 and a half at 581. Oats are also sharply higher. September oats up 17 and a quarter at 313 and a quarter. Soybeans today have seen choppy two-sided trade. Back into the negatives they head as July soybeans back down 4 1/4 at 11.37 a bushel. August at 11.11, that's down 2 1/4. Now for the meal, slightly higher, but still mostly lower in the later months. July up 150 at 377.80. And soy oil also higher. August up 79 points at 47.13. Cotton also slightly higher today. Not much movement, but mostly positive. December up 7 at 71 even. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the S&P falling from a record as investors rotate out of the 2024 tech winners. Currently down 45 points at 5,588. The NASDAQ down 314 at 18,332. Minimal movement for the Dow Jones, but it's currently up 51 points at 39,773. Into the energy markets now. Crude oil up 46 at 82.56. Unleaded gas up a penny at 2.51 a gallon. Heating oil unchanged at 2.51. And natural gas down 6 at 2.26.
Sorry to interrupt your summer, folks, but my friends at Midwest Kia are celebrating Christmas in July. Visit Midwest Kia and get your gift before I've even had time to check the list to see if you've been naughty or nice. Here's a sneak peek into Santa's bag. Interest rates as low as 0% on EV models and 1.9% on non-EV models. $10,000 off MSRP on the North American SUV of the year, EV9. And you'll receive a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new Kia. Don't forget, Santa's here to help everyone. We'll work with all credit types to get you the best deal on any vehicle on the lot. This Christmas in July, fight off hot temperatures with a cool new Kia from Midwest Kia and enjoy a better way to buy. Ho, ho, ho. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$21.65 per thousand financed. See store for
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After days of surfing record high waves, the S&P 500 this morning was down 0.8%. The Nasdaq had given up 1.7%. The Dow, though, was up 100 points going into the midday. A year-long crackdown on delinquent high-income taxpayers has yielded $1 billion for the U.S. Treasury. The IRS targeted 1,600 taxpayers with more than $1 million of income who owed over $250,000 in tax debt. Saving money at one of the country's biggest warehouse clubs will cost you more. For the first time since 2017, Costco is raising its membership fee. Depending upon the level, the price is going up as much as $10 per year. For some school kids, summer break just began a couple of weeks ago. Retailers are already in back-to-school mode. Staples has cut prices on everything from notebooks to crayons. Target and Walmart have launched their own promotions this week. Jim Ryan, ABC News.